So, tell me how you're feeling.
I'm losing it!
Yes, welcome to I'm Losing It. I am your host, Brian Kroc. And, you know, sometimes I wish that I had more of a spiel to get into this show, you know, give some basic information, repeat the same stuff over and over again. But I don't know, I just can't seem to ever come up with something for this show. So this is what you're getting. This is what I'm sticking to just because it works and we want to get right into the meat of the show. Yes, I said the meat of the show. I don't care. I'm using that metaphor. But today I am interviewing someone very, very special. Hi, special person.
Hi.
Yes, I'm interviewing Jessica today. Now, I know you're thinking, but Brian, she's been on the show before. You've talked to her about stuff. Yeah, that's true. That is true. But I haven't interviewed you before.
That is true.
So this one, though, it's not the normal thing that I do. But keep in mind here, right now, folks, we are sitting on the couch. Jessica is laying down, actually, on the couch. I am sitting over pretty far away from her, actually. And, you know, the dogs are out here sleeping and doing all their thing. And all of that. So keep this in mind. This is the image that you should have in your head when listening to us talk, is us chilling on the couch, not even near each other right now, talking about stuff.
And if you hear any heavy breathing, it's probably Scout and not us.
That's also probably true, just because, you know, that's just the way it works out. She likes to figure out what we're doing or what we're talking about, and then she likes to go straight for the face and lick it. So that's just, yeah, she's weird like that. But I'm not going to talk to Jessica about the history of how she got to whole food plant-based eating. I'm not going to talk to her about weight loss. I'm not going to talk to her about any of that kind of stuff. Because Jessica, you don't actually know what I'm about to talk to you about.
Not really. You told me you wanted to interview me and I said, well, as long as I can lay here and not have to move.
Yes. So what I want to talk to you about is the fact that you woke up this morning depressed.
Yes, I did.
And it was a fairly deep depression. You were depressed yesterday, but you were also fasting yesterday. And so I could kind of like play that off a little bit of like, well, she's not eating. And so therefore, like, she's just down. But we still did a live stream yesterday. We still talked to a bunch of different people. And like, we still, you know, talked about our process and all of that. But you woke up this morning depressed and you just really were not happy with the world.
Yes.
And part of that was because you felt like a failure, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to convince myself that I'm not a failure because that's what I'm very hard on myself. And someone even asked that on the live stream yesterday. They said, why are you so hard on yourself? And I've always been that way. Like, that's just my thing. Like, I hold myself to a very high standard. And when I don't reach that standard, I feel bad. So, you know, for those of you who follow along with our YouTube page, you probably saw our video we put out last Sunday. That was this is not a confession video. And we haven't been doing great with our diet. We haven't been doing great with our weight loss. And in my mind, I calculated it was 47 days since I, and all those 47 days were not bad. It was a roller coaster. We would go back on for a week, you know, a few days here and there of doing really good eating, and then we'd get off. And so 47 days of just that roller coaster, and I look at that as time wasted. And so in my head, I'm depressed about it, but I'm also depressed about, because I've been eating all this stuff that I'm not supposed to be eating, and the idea in my head that I won't be able to eat it and continue eating it makes me sad because it gives me comfort. And you always give me like this flack for watching My 600-Pound Life, and I like watching that show because I can relate to these people. Like, you watch them, and that moment they eat the food is the moment they find comfort. And that's food for me is that comfort. And you don't use food as comfort. And so we're so very different in that way. The crazy thing is, I am sad that I won't be able to eat that food, but I shouldn't be, because all the food we do eat on our whole food plant-based diet, I love and tastes really freaking good. I just had a salad tonight that was just as good as anything stupid bad I ate over the last 47 days. So explain that one to me.
Well, as our good friend Ray would say, all eating is habit. And you have established a habit of eating a whole food plant-based diet. And while you do still enjoy those other foods, and those foods do also bring you comfort, you now have an entirely new group of food that also brings you comfort. The difference that I think with this, though, is the fact that we were really strict on our diet for a good long while. You know, even with me, like, getting to that June 22nd mark and getting down to 311, of which I know I'm not at 311 right now, definitely higher than that. And, you know, but we were really strict on it. And then, like, this whole cascade of events happened. Other things fell into place, and we totally got off for a solid 2 months. Not every day, like you said, but, you know, like, couple days here, a couple days there, bing, bang, boom, and then, you know, sort of culminating in this last, like, sort of extended period that we did, which was kind of like a vacation, basically. I mean, we were, you know, going out and doing stuff, driving around and whatnot, but you crashed hard this time. Now, I will admit that you didn't crash as hard as other times when you've crashed. And I'm not talking about eating bad. I'm talking about just in depression, because you've gotten pretty bad sometimes before. And I think that is a testament to, one, the changes that you've made. And two, I think it's a testament to your psychiatrist and the drugs that you do actually take to help mitigate some of your crazy.
Psychologist.
Sorry.
I'm not, I think they send... Don't they send you the psychiatrist when you're real crazy?
No. No, as far as I know, I mean, you talk to
a psychiatrist. No, the difference is a psychiatrist can prescribe you with the drugs, yes. But I see a psychologist. And, you know, we have talked about some of this stuff that I've been going through, because I go about every other week. And it's interesting because there's two kind of themes that come up when I talk about anxiety or depression with the psychologist. Mm-hmm. And the one is, and they play off of each other. The one is, she hates it when I say the word failure. She's trying to get me to not do that, because that's where my head goes. It's like, it's all self-imposed. Like, it goes back to when I was in school and I would get, you know, if I didn't get an A on something, that was a failure in my head. That my parents weren't telling me that was a failure, but yeah. I have these standards.
You were
for
very
myself.
Self-motivated.
Yes. And so she's trying to get me not to say failure about things, because, like, in all definitions of, if anybody looks like, okay, here's this girl, she started at 285 pounds over 2 years ago, you know, I'm still well over 100 pounds lost at this point. And so, you know, that's, I haven't failed. I have hit a little bump along the way. And the other thing that we talk about a lot for me is, I have this all or nothing mentality. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying really hard to not have that, because yes, I should be able to go out if I want to eat something, you know, if I want to have a day where I'm like, you know what, I want to eat a piece of strawberry rhubarb pie. I should be able to do that and then just go back in the next day without totally going off the cliff. And I can. I'm working, I'm getting better, but I've also had worse bumps in the road in the last, you know, year, I would say, than I did previously. And I think part of that reason is because before that, you know, we were in our little bubble. It was just you and I doing this. And now we've opened up the whole world. You know, we started this YouTube channel. We let everyone else in, and it's being on YouTube and doing that is not, it takes a toll, you know? It's not an easy thing.
It does draw something out of you.
Yes.
And, I mean, and not just beyond like the added work of all of the production and all of the editing and all of the blog writing and like the website stuff and the social media, even beyond all of that. Like, I mean, I know just for me personally, and you know I'm a social person, you know I thrive interacting with other people. But even then, it still just draws out of you something. This for me, it draws out parts of that creative energy. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, you know, now I can't really dedicate as much energy to this other thing. It's like it and even after, like, you know, we do the live streams. How many times have we done the live streams and then afterwards we were just like, man, I feel exhausted now.
Yeah, you do. You feel exhausted because, you know, and for me it's a lot of like, I'm, you know, we touched on this on the live stream yesterday. I am by nature an introverted, shy kind of person, which I know a lot of people were shocked. They were like, wait, what? But it's different. I don't know. It's when I'm sitting in front of the camera, and if you go back and watch our earlier videos, I have definitely gotten way more comfortable with doing videos.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But I think there's also a part of it when you're putting yourself out there publicly that you're getting all these comments, and I've let the comments roll off me for the most part, like the negative comments. And we don't get a ton of negative comments. We get overwhelmingly positive, really nice, supportive people. But, you know, we also get a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot sometimes to take on when you're, you know, you're standing up there saying, yeah, I failed, which I'm not supposed to say failed, but like, yeah, we did some, you know, we're not perfect. And then you do get a lot of people coming back at you trying to like fix you and trying to figure, you know, they want to help you. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool because I genuinely believe those people care and they want to help you. But it can be a lot and it can be really overwhelming for someone, especially someone like me who is pretty independent and like, I'm going to figure this out myself. I'm going to do, you know, I'm very like self-driven. And so for me to then have all these people saying, well, you're not doing it right. You need to do it this way, or you should look into this, or you should look into that. And I know they're trying to help. I definitely appreciate it. But it draws on you after mm-hmm. a while. You know, you're just, you've got so many people out there who are telling you so many different things and you should do this or you should do that. And I do think that causes me to be depressed sometimes. I think the latest thing that I have going on, you know, I've had some things personally happen to me over the past, and I think, you know, over the, like the past month and a half that this whole thing has been going on, I've been dealing with some personal things, and, you know, then I let it get into the food, and then it's just all kind of culminating. And right now I'm in that like a few day period where it's going to take me to adjust back into our normal way of eating. And I just have to like ride out that depression in some ways. I just don't feel like doing anything. I don't, you know, I feel just like I don't even want to watch anything. Like we just watched a really stupid movie, but like I just want to like lay here and do nothing. But at the same time, I want to do everything because I feel like super unproductive and super, you know, like I'm wasting time again. And so it kind of, all that just kind of, you know, at some point I just shut down, mm-hmm. I think. But yeah. Any other questions?
Oh, I've got plenty of questions that okay. I can ask.
All right.
So you kind of touched on a couple of different points that I was going to get to about like, why is this different than previous times that you've been depressed, and all of that. You even touched on a couple of different things as far as like comments are concerned. And you and I are both very similar in that we, most of the time, we don't want to be given the answer. We want to figure the answer out ourselves. We want to, we, you know, people can tell us all of these different things that they expect us to do or give us suggestions, you know, and obviously, you know, we absolutely love it when people do that kind of thing. Oh, bud, are you okay? Sorry. Oliver just sprung up from his sleeping spot and he just started coughing. I think he choked on something a little. Poor doggy. Go lay down, bud. No, I'm not editing out any of this. I don't care.
Also, the refrigerator's turned
back
on.
Yeah, the refrigerator. Yeah, that's the least of the problems. So the people hearing the air conditioning units and stuff of the city going on behind me is that bass level sound in the background.
But one day you'll have to bring me in the fancy studio to record so it'll sound like top-notch quality.
That's easy. You can come whenever you want. It'll be fine. I just go in there, record something fancy. Sorry, brief dog intermission that had to happen. That the Scout just went crazy for a minute and we had to put her in her kennel in the other room. Things happen. It's what happens. You know, I don't need to edit that kind of stuff out. Now do I? I can just leave it in there and people are like, yes, this is a real couple that deal with real problems like two crazy Pomeranians. And actually, I do appreciate you actually took care of Oliver and Scout this morning and you let me sleep a little bit longer. So I do appreciate that time that you gave me this morning.
Oh, did I? I don't remember that.
Yes, you did. very much so, at least until about 7 o'clock in the morning. And then I took over and made Oliver wait until about eight or so to finally give him his FOOD. Because he knows if we say the word, even in the other room, he'll be like, huh? And then he'll jump down and run over this way. So, back to the topic at hand. You woke up this morning depressed. We had many conversations about what was really going on, like how you were like kind of dealing with it. And you even were just like, I just need to get out of the house, right? You said that at some point.
I did say that. And so I knew in my head it would be a good idea. Like, I actually have a list of things that when I am feeling a certain way, when I'm feeling really anxious or I'm feeling really depressed, I have a list of things that I kind of, you know that I should do that will make me feel better. But in those moments, my brain doesn't want to do any of those things because it doesn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. But like, I know, okay, so I've come up, you know, based on talking with my psychologist and stuff, it's basically like, okay, well, why don't you try one of those activities for, you know, whether it's going on a walk, we'll try going on like a 5-minute walk, see how you like it. If it just absolutely doesn't work and you're just not feeling it, you don't have to do it, but at least put yourself out there and try it. You know, sometimes it can be something as stupid as like loading the dishwasher, putting a load of laundry on. Like, I like those tasks that make me feel productive. That makes me feel better. Just getting off the couch and being like, let's do something normal. And so I had said to you, like, let's get out of the house. Let's try to go for a drive. Let's do something. Unfortunately, a lot of what we normally do revolves around FOOD.
Yes, that is very true.
And so,
hey, look, Oliver showed up anyway, and he didn't even know what we were talking about.
He probably knows FOOD now as well.
He probably does not. He probably doesn't. He's probably just like, hey, can I get something else now?
But anyway, and so, you know, you had told me the other day you had one activity that we could do that didn't involve any eating.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, let's do that one. That one wasn't going to pan out for today. So then you started coming up with other ideas. As the day wore on, I was like, you know what? I'd rather just lay here on the couch and do nothing. And I really don't want to go out and do anything anyway. And then you were kind of persistent.
Yeah. Because I felt that you really did need to get out of the house. Heck, I wanted to get out of the house and just get away for a little bit. And so I gave you three different options at the time. I gave you, we stay at home, watch movies, and do absolutely nothing. I said, but I don't think that's the option we should do. And then I gave you option number two, which was Brian Super Adventure number one. And then option number three, which is Brian Super Adventure number two. Jessica then asked, how much walking would be involved with these super adventures that you have planned? And I was like, well, the first one would have a lot more walking. The second one would not have much walking at all, if any. And so she, a lot of you guys would not even know this whatsoever, but Jessica has had a little bit of a foot injury and it's been giving her trouble. She currently has a giant Band-Aid on it. Nothing major, you know, it's just sort of a, you know, wear and tear kind of deal. with her foot. And so she doesn't want to walk around a lot because it's been causing her pain. And so she didn't want to walk around a lot. So that kind of nixed option number one.
Or not option, super adventure.
Super number adventure one. Number one. Yeah, I got all
Brian's
these numbers
adventure.
Messed up. Yes. And so that kind of restricted us to, you know, adventure number two. And adventure number two, I actually thought turned out pretty darn good. And I wanted your honest reaction to what we actually did for the get out of the house plan to make Jessica happy.
So Brian's adventure option number two was to drive to, what is it called? Lone Elk State Park.
Yep.
Which is a...
It is an animal reserve. It is a reservation for animals, a preserve, actually, where they have different species of animals, like a bunch of white-tailed deer. They've got another one there that I'm pretty sure is some kind of reindeer, but I'm not entirely sure.
Like Rudolph.
But they also have bison, and they have elk, and they have a bunch of different species of birds that live there, like different types of water birds, and turkeys. And we even saw like a groundhog there too.
You know, and some turtles.
And some turtles, yes. But yeah, so yeah, that's what it is. It is a preserve for animals. They're like, you know, it's not a place for like hunting or fishing or anything of that sort. It's literally just a place for you to go out and experience some creatures that you wouldn't normally interact with, given that we live in a giant city and are pretty much just surrounded by all the other normal rodents and stuff that show up in cities.
Yes. So we... good description.
Yeah.
So we went there, and it was a lovely drive. It was overcast today, so that was nice because I hate the sun. But it was a lovely little drive. It's like a one-way road, and you kind of like circle through the place. We did not see any bison. We went through the bison area twice and did not see any bison, but we did see a bunch of elk. There was one like giant one that was standing in the road in front of us.
And it was a male.
And we thought it was gonna eat us alive in our car. I was like, Brian, it can't like attack our car, can it?
Could.
But it basically just walked by the car, and then that was it. But so it was a very interesting experience. I really enjoyed just getting out. I know the entire time I wasn't really talking a whole lot. I was just kind of like, I was getting into my own head with my thoughts, but it was definitely better than me just laying around sleeping on the couch. So ultimately, I'm really glad that you got me out and about and that we didn't stop at Taco Bell on the way home.
Yeah, because that's what you've been craving.
I know, I've been saying, I want Taco Bell, I want a bean burrito.
And I told her, I can't even make a burrito because we don't have tortillas in the house. We don't even have like corn tortillas or any. We've got zero tortillas in the house.
Yes.
And so I can't even make you a burrito. I would have totally, or because that's what you wanted. You wanted a burrito originally.
Well, and see, that's the thing. A burrito, we could easily make a compliant burrito to our lifestyle or just have tacos. We've done it before. And I actually like the pinto beans, the refried pinto beans that you make, mm-hmm. better than like anything Taco Bell would serve. So that's it. I don't know if it's like just my brain going back to that old like comfort of what I used to eat a lot of, mm-hmm. and wanting that. But every time I eat it, I'm like, this isn't even that great. Like the stuff that we normally eat on a daily basis tastes better, and I feel better. Like that's the other thing I think. You know, part of the depression is it's like, not only did I do this, set myself back, but I feel like not great, like mentally and physically. And so it's kind of like you've put yourself into a hole, and it's easier to just dig that hole deeper and keep doing, you know, that than it is to say, you know what, let's stop and climb out of this hole.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to take way more work to climb out of the hole. But the bad part is you also know the deeper you get into the hole, the more difficult it's going to be. And so over time, you just get more and more, you know, it messes with you and it makes you more depressed and makes you more, you know, whatever. And you know what you need to do. You know, like, we know exactly what we need to do and what we even want to do and how we want to eat and that we love this lifestyle. But we're just, you know, we're still learning. We're still trying to navigate this. Hopefully, like, a year from now, we can look back on this and say, yep, we messed up, but we learned from that mistake and we're not going to do that again to that level. You know, I don't think I'll ever get to the point where I'll be like, I'm never going to have, you know, like, any sort of even like vegan junk food or cheat meals or rare and appropriate, because I don't believe removing that 100% from my life is right for me. You know, any of the kind of like indulgences, like, I know some people say like they don't want to, you know, have a birthday cake or have something indulgent for their birthday. Like, I still believe that, you know, in the rare and appropriate occasions, you should be able to celebrate, mm-hmm. if in whichever way you see fit. Now, on my birthday, I have already like decided that I want to have this really awesome vegan pizza that we had a couple of days ago because it's freaking awesome. And I want to have, you know, whatever. But I also, you know, it's.
I believe you also said something about wanting some pie from
some
a certain
strawberry rhubarb pie
from a certain place that we visited the other day that had a lovely chocolate pie.
Oh, that French silk pie.
And so Jessica, yes. I believe, has now discovered the joys of birthday pie.
Yes,
I know. Not on her birthday. So maybe next year I'll finally get my birthday pie.
It's funny because, you know, I feel like I'm becoming more of a pie person than a cake person.
It's because pie is the superior dessert.
But the other thing is, I also know what I haven't done is I'm like, so in my head, I'm like, strawberry rhubarb pie. Say that like 10 times fast. Brittany Giroudi made a strawberry rhubarb dessert, didn't she? Just rhubarb? I don't know. But she made something with rhubarb, and I'm pretty sure it had strawberry. And it's like whole food plant-based. So, like, why don't I try to make that and eat that instead? I don't know if it's just the convenience factor of, like, going somewhere or the experience of going out and doing stuff. But anyway, this is supposed to be about depression. And
well, this is about today, really. My interview with you is not about necessarily the depression, but more so how you have progressed throughout the day. So we've talked about how it started. Mm-hmm. We talked about how it was different. We talked about what you did to actually get over it, what you're doing to fight cravings for things, and then, you know, what you plan on doing down the road. So
yeah,
if you haven't noticed, I've negotiated this entire story like to bring it to this point.
I think that going forward, you know, I know when I'm in these like down periods, I know that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that kind of keeps me going. But mm-hmm. sometimes you just have to kind of ride it out and say, you know what, today's just going to suck. Tomorrow's probably going to suck a little bit less. And the next day is going to suck a little bit less. And so you just kind of wait until you know, sometimes you can do things to help it. Like, definitely getting out of the house was good for me today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't like cure my, it didn't make me all of a sudden like, oh, I'm ecstatically happy, but it definitely was a good step in the right direction. And as I, you know, we're on like day two of back, like eating right, everything. And, you know, that makes me feel good. Like when we were on like 3 months straight of like doing really, really well with our eating, like mm-hmm. I felt like I was on top of the world, you know? And so I know what will make me feel good. And I know that getting back there is my goal. You know, I also have some other things that I'm working on. But like earlier today, I'm still contemplating it. Like earlier today, I was contemplating like, should we take a little break from doing the YouTube videos? Because it does take such a toll on us. And, you know, it's not about putting in the work. Like right now I'm furloughed from my job, so it's not like I don't have time. And I am actually scared to stop doing any of the YouTube stuff because if we do, then I'll really have nothing to do. And then I'll just be like, mm-hmm. you know, I am not a good, I need to be productive. I need to have stuff to keep me busy. But, you know, we haven't really had a break from it since we started over a year ago. We've been pumping out the two videos a week for the most part. And, you know, part of me says, should we take like a month break from it and like really like just take some time? You know, I have time where I don't have a job right now, which is not, you know, I haven't had that since I don't even remember. Like, I have had a full-time job for the last 12 or 13 years nonstop since I graduated college. And even before that, I was working like part-time jobs in college. And so part of me is like, I need to take some time out and just really not have like any work of any sort to worry about. But then I enjoy making the videos. I enjoy doing the YouTube channel. And like, yeah, sometimes I let it get me down because you've got so many people coming at you from so many different directions and it's pulling a lot of energy from you. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm so glad that we've done it. And I'm so glad that we've been able to share our lives and develop this community, because I have gained so much, even though, you know, I say it takes a lot out of me, I've gained so much from doing this, you know, and I feel like we've helped other people as well. And I feel like we've, you know, I wish we could help people more. I wish like I could transport some of the things that, you know, when people say they're first starting out, I get nervous, you know, are they going to be able to do it or not? I wish I could like literally hold their hand and be like, okay, this is what we did. You know, this is, you know, be that support person, because we have each other to support each other. And some people don't have that. You know, they don't have anybody else in this fight with them, but hopefully those people can be in our little community and, you know, that helps.
I liken it to kind of trying to navigate people across a city without really knowing what the city is or really what the layout is, but you remember the path that you took, and then you are trying to explain to somebody else over the phone how to get where you are.
Yeah.
By, you know, just telling me like, okay, so I walked 150 steps forward.
Yeah.
Possibly. It may have been 160. It may have been 140. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
And then I believe make a slight right. And like, but it's like those kind of directions that are really, like, it's a shot in the dark for
it's
a
like
lot of
when,
different
it's
people.
It's like when my mom tries to give me directions and she's like, you know, you just go past the water tower and the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mom, I don't know where, I just need the GPS that tells me exactly where to go. Like,
yeah.
I don't want the water tower and the, you know, the landmarks.
It
I don't,
cracked me up though, because she's actually talking about something real that actually happened the other day. She was trying to navigate us to a place to pick up some food for your brother.
Yes.
And his wife, who they just recently had a new baby boy. And so we were bringing them food after they had just gotten back from the hospital and whatnot. And so we were trying to get there, and her mom was literally like, well, it's behind the new city hall near where the water tower is. And like, if you go and you drive that route though, and because I looked up the GPS where it was, like, yes, you drive past that, and then you've got like another like 2 or 3 miles of roads that you have to navigate
yeah.
through. And so it's not like just behind there. There's like this entire path that you have to drive through and around all these other things to finally get to the spot where you wanted to get to.
Yeah. So like, I wish we could give people the GPS to be like, here you go, do this exact, this is exactly what we did, follow this exact route, you know, that would be great. But like, we just share our experiences, and, you know, I hope that helps people. I hope that, you know, you kind of put it out there and you hope that it will, you know, it's like making a recipe. You do mm-hmm. a recipe, we really like it, we put it out there, we're like, we hope that people come back and they really love it too, but there's always going to be those times where someone tries it and they don't like it. And so you can't
That's never happened.
And then your brain, if that has, there we have, that nope, has happened.
Never happened.
And nobody's then Brian's brain immediately, Brian's brain immediately goes to, well, how'd you make it? Did you do, you know, did you do it exactly how I did it? And the truth is, you can't control how someone makes or interprets that. You know, I try to be very, very detailed when I put the recipes down.
Yes.
But you can't, you're not there. Like, and so, and in the videos, you know, people sometimes for like recipe videos, they'll be like, oh my gosh, this is way too long, especially when I do my own, my little Jessica takeover recipes. It's because I'm trying to give you that exact guideline to get the exact product. And that's just how my brain works. And so, you know, it's hard for me to not be able to give people the exact pattern to follow to lose, you know, 100 pounds or whatever they need. Because I'm not a doctor. I don't have, you know, like, I'm not actually credentialed to give people any kind of advice. I just speak about what I did. And then hopefully that sparks something in someone else. Because that's what we learned from, you know, people talking about what they did, and that sparked what we did, and we mm-hmm. interpreted it in our own way and figured our own way out, because that's just how we are. But yeah, so the YouTube thing is interesting, and that, you know, yeah, I did say this morning, I definitely typed in a little group chat that we have with a couple other people, I said, like, maybe we should just take a break, you know, and maybe we should, I don't know.
Speaking of that, I just got a notification from said chat.
It's like, maybe we should take a break at some point. You know we have a lot of stuff planned out, but I know it's also good for me mentally and all that to keep being creative and doing the, and, you know, help doing the content and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. See,
my brain immediately goes like, if we took time off, you know what I want to do with that? I want to actually like knock out that first, that first major project that I want to knock out that we have discussed on numerous occasions that I'm not dropping.
Are you talking about like a...
I'm not talking about...
A certain...
Maybe I'm talking about that. I don't know. I don't want to drop any hints about what people might possibly think that that massive project...
Yeah.
The first massive... There are other massive projects beyond that, but I'd want to knock out that first one because I'm like halfway there already. I just got to do more.
Well, then the other part of it too is... I think, you know, should we take, like, I think that, you know, it's very apparent that doing the YouTube channel and testing the recipes and really just feeling like we always need to have that, you know, people are always like, more recipes, have that content. It definitely gets us off of how we lost all this weight was just being, like, really boring with what we eat and eating the same things, like pretty much we alternate like every few weeks, you know, this soup for this soup and that. Like, I mean, we lost most of the weight in the beginning by eating a giant salad and either chili or weird green soup alternating like every other week. Like, which do you want this week? Oh, let's have weird green soup. Like, we didn't have that many recipes. And like the recipes are really good for maintaining this lifestyle, I think.
Yeah.
But I think the key to actually like just really hunkering down and losing weight with this lifestyle is just picking a few really simple recipes and eating them over and over again. And then once you get down to where you need to be, then you can, you know, have a little bit more fun with it. But I don't know. I think that in my head also, I was like, should we take a few months off of doing that so that we can just really focus on ourselves and our own health? Because it's hard to manage between the two, between doing, you know, sharing it with everybody and then actually just trying to literally, you know, we're still in the trenches trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
And so, it, you know, it's like, do we need to take 2 or 3 months off of doing YouTube and just really focus on ourselves and getting ourselves healthy? And then, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. They both sound like valid options to me. Take off time to work on, you know, developing a bunch of new recipes, or take time off, lose weight, and just focus on that and not have to deal with any other recipes. That sounds incredibly fascinating.
And then we just come back one day and we're like super skinny and they're like, wait, what?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that would be kind of nice, I think. But I mean, Either way, I mean, I don't think we're not going to do that. I mean, we're going to still keep doing stuff. I mean, if we got to adjust our schedule, we got to adjust our schedule. You know me, I'm flexible with a lot of different things and I can roll with punches. But I think that today has been an incredibly fascinating day, especially for me, because just seeing sort of the progression that you've taken today, and I can tell that you're better now even before, like, than when we started out today, even though you're still in the same position that you were in for most of the day.
Well, I mean, even having these conversations, which this is basically, you know, this is just a conversation we would have. We have these kinds of conversations all the time, like, yeah. You know, and we talk about a lot of stuff, and like, just getting that out and getting my own thoughts out of my head sometimes, I think, is what I need to get over, you know, a time mm-hmm. like this. But I think we should do more of these and call them like couch conversations with Brian and Jessica.
I like it.
And so like once a month, we just have
got
a little
title and everything.
Have a little chat. I can make a logo of us like sitting on a couch. No, I'll be laying down because I'm like, we have a really big sectional.
Yeah.
So it's like there's enough room for like
us and the dogs.
But yeah, I think that I was reluctant earlier today when you said to me around like 10 or 11 a.m., you're like, I'm going to interview you on my podcast today. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we're going to talk about depression. And I was like, really, really? You want me to freaking go on your podcast and talk about depression in the midst of my depression? But now that it's what, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
8:48 right now.
At night, I feel like it's been good for me to do this. I feel like we're in like a weird therapy session right now. Although I don't lay down when I go to my psychologist. I sit. Maybe next time I'll go in there and lay down on her couch and
be comfortable.
See how that works. That would be funny. She'd be like, wait, what? But anyway, you take it over. It's your show.
I can say one thing though that made me laugh and kept me kind of laughing throughout the day. And that was very, very early this morning. We were both in bed and you were telling me about just how you were feeling and, you know, all of your stuff and how you feel like a failure, but you don't want to say you're a failure, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, I mean, you look at it. We've still accomplished a bunch of different things. We've still lost a bunch of weight. We're still doing good. We know what we have to do to get back on track with everything. We're in the starting process of doing that. And we're doing okay, you didn't eat anything the day before. I did well on what I was doing. I'm doing well right now. We're good. Blah, 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 blah. I said, but we don't need to go through two more weeks of plain baked potatoes, do we? And you go, oh God, no. And that right there, that one statement of just you saying no, cracked me up because it is a testament to how much those 2 weeks actually defined us in our walk now. And that is, it's one of those things that we never want to have to get, we never want to be in the position to where that is another option for us to actually force us to go through that horrible time that we did for 2 weeks. We don't want to repeat that process. And so if we understand that we don't want to be in that position again, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be in a position to where we have to go through 2 weeks of potatoes again. And that to me is a clear reminder. You know, they say pain is the great teacher. And that pain that we endured is definitely the thing that taught us that we can change, we did change, and we were going to maintain that change. But yeah. I'm happy. I think that today was actually a really good day. I think we got some stuff sorted. We got some stuff planned out. We got some things done, at least on my end. You know, I got all that. But I'm happy that we finally ended up getting this down too, because I didn't want to talk into a microphone again by myself. I hate talking into a microphone by myself. I feel like I'm just repeating myself over and over and over again. And
well, you kind of do.
That's true. But I like it when I can actually talk to somebody and they can talk back and they can tell me the story of what's going on in their life. And then I get to, you know, interject little tidbits here and there. But I think that's pretty much it we can do for this episode of Couch Conversations with Brian and Jessica. I actually really do like that. That is a good title. But, you know, if you guys are listening to this on any of those different podcast platforms, you're probably already subscribed to us through those. If not, you probably found us on any of the social media stuff too. You can just go on the Facebook and Instagram and do the I'm Losing It podcast with Brian Kroc. You know, that's, you can always send me a message on any of that stuff too, and I will gladly interact with all of you. But yeah, that's it. I'm trying to fight the urge and I keep doing it every single time. Well, that's all I got.
We'll see you next time on Crocs in the Kitchen.
We'll see you next time. We won't see you next time. You'll hear us next time on I'm Losing It. That's it. This one's done. Over with. Bye, everybody.